Good morning. It's 6:06. It's 54 and cloudy in Murray. I'm Todd Hatton for WKMS News. Dozens of counties in southern Illinois and western Kentucky are under a winter storm warning, and more are under a winter storm watch. National Weather Service forecasters say they expect a mix of rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow, and ice in the area beginning this afternoon and spreading through the evening and into tomorrow. NWS meteorologists say they're concerned because the precipitation will be paired with below freezing temperatures. They report there's a potential for 4 to 8 inches of sleet and snow in the region. Treacherous driving conditions are likely from this afternoon through Friday. Some isolated power outages cannot be ruled out, where freezing rain is most prevalent. And we encourage you to stay with WKMS. You can also find online weather updates at WKMS.org. Representative Will Corsi of Simpsonia will have to provide testimony in a lawsuit a state staffer brought against him. Kentucky Public Radio's Jonathan Meter reports Corsi and his accuser will provide depositions in a retaliation lawsuit.
Nicole Cusick is an employee of the State Legislative Research Commission. She alleges Corsi and former LRC Executive Director Bobby Sherman retaliated against her when she complained about Corsi's inappropriate behavior toward female interns. Cusick's attorney Thomas Clay says that Judge Thomas Wingate will order the depositions from Corsi and his client next week. Clay adds that he's hopeful a motion he's made in a countersuit filed by Corsi in Marshall County will be ruled in his favor.
Mr. Corsi filed a slap suit down there, you know, alleging defamation. And so we made a motion either to dismiss the suit down there or transfer it to Franklin County. The judge took that under submission and is going to issue an order on that, too.
Corsi has denied the charges against him and has said that he will not be intimidated by Cusick or Clay, whom he has called her big city lawyer. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.
A Kentucky lawmaker is taking issue with proposed legislation aimed at tackling the state's growing heroin problem. Legislation from Republican Senator Katie Stein would raise penalties for heroin traffickers and punish dealers by reclassifying overdose deaths as criminal homicide when there is sufficient evidence. Although Stein says her legislation would also attempt to shore up drug treatment efforts, Senator Perry Clark, a Democrat from Louisville, says it's another misstep in the failed war on drugs.
She's using the same old law enforcement criminal techniques against drugs that don't work. We need to move all of this out. All the drug problems we have need to be moved out of criminal law and put into health care.
Clark says he does support the idea of a Good Samaritan law in which individuals who bring an overdose victim to the attention of emergency services may be granted immunity. Stein has said her measure would include such a provision. A report from the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy and the Justice and Public Safety Cabinet says that heroin deaths in Kentucky have risen 550% between 2011 and 2012. It'll be rainy and windy today with temperatures falling to the mid-30s by this afternoon. We can expect more rain tonight, turning to freezing rain and sleet after midnight. Lows will be around 30 with new ice accumulation of about a tenth to a third of an inch possible. Little or no snow accumulation is expected. Tomorrow, freezing rain and sleet early in the day will turn to snow and sleet in the afternoon. It'll be windy with highs dropping to the mid-20s. We could also see another third of an inch to half an inch of new ice with 1 to 3 inches of snow. There is a 40% chance of snow tomorrow night. It'll be cloudy and windy otherwise with lows in the mid-teens. And for Saturday, mostly sunny skies with highs near 30. Cloudy Saturday night. Freezing rain and sleet is likely after midnight. The lows will fall to the mid-20s. It's 49 in Paducah, 48 in Madisonville, and it's 68 in Clarksville, Tennessee. Good morning, it's 6:10. I'm Todd Hatton for WKMS News.